SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, New Community Center for Parade Gardens and its environs. And stick around for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
That this be a sign of the restoration of downtown Kingston. That people will know that the people of this area are dignified people, honest people, that we have put violence behind us, and that all we are looking for is opportunity to live decently for our children.
That was Minister of Education and Member of Parliament for Central Kingston, Ronald Thwaites, speaking at the official handing over ceremony for the Parade Gardens Community Center in downtown Kingston last Wednesday. The $39 million center is to benefit residents of Parade Gardens and the surrounding areas in downtown Kingston.
We have a need in this community to have a place of refuge. Sometimes when fire burn in this community, there is no place for the people who are burnt out to go. We need to have that service here. Sometimes personal relationships between man and woman break up and may result in violence. But if we have a room or two where a woman and her children can come, it can save a lot of social pressure.
Minister Thwaites informed that the facility will also be used for educational and skills training in the area. The project was funded by the European Union's Poverty Reduction Program, as well as the Citizen Security and Justice Program and the community.
Teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT. But her dreams give her
wings and she flies to... The following is a message from the Ministry of Education.
We're appealing to principals to ask parents to buy only those books that are absolutely necessary. For the first time, the Ministry of Education has reviewed all book lists from the school and will be approving the list of books for schools to give parents to purchase at different grades. No book lists are to be issued by schools unless approved by the Ministry of Education. We're giving some guidelines. Parents should not be spending more than an average of $5,000 on supplementary texts at the primary level. Look carefully at what the ministry is giving you first and see why there is need for anything else. And if there is a doubt, please call us and we will explain. And about $12,000 at the grade 7 to 9 levels at the secondary schools. When you go higher with the specific subjects for CSEC that will require more, we will give you further information on that.
A message from the Ministry of Education.
As Jamaica works towards achieving Vision 2030, linkages between industries will be strengthened with the common goal of ensuring quality management and production standards. This will help to create a Jamaica that is the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. For more information, visit vision2030.gov.jm. And here's our glimpse of Jamaica.
Jamaica was not Jamaica like now. We'd have happy time. It was happy time going to school. Even though it's in the country, we have happy time. We never wear shoes go to school, though. We never wear shoes. We go to church because I grew up in church. I'm from the parish of St. Elizabeth. My name is Ferline Baker.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359-024. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. I'm Ruth Ann Carr for producer Casita Irving and studio engineer Joel Samuels. Until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.